With the Wall Street Business Report, I'm Bill Alexander. Federal Reserve policymakers look all but certain to reduce short-term borrowing costs by a modest quarter of a percentage point at their policy meeting this week, confident that the labor market is cooling but not crashing, despite new data showing U.S. employers added fewer workers in October than any month since December 2020. Boeing shares rose 3.9% on Friday as some analysts expressed optimism that the U.S. plane maker's latest pay offer to end the damaging strike by almost 33,000 workers will muster enough support on Monday. Los Angeles County, California has sued beverage makers PepsiCo and Coca-Cola, accusing them of polluting the most populous U.S. county with plastic bottles and misleading the public about the environmental impact of their containers. Wendy's plans to close 140 U.S. restaurants before the end of this year, on top of the 100 it said it would close in May. The company said those closures will be offset by new restaurant openings. For the Wall Street Business Report, I'm Bill Alexander in Washington.